Coming up on today's episode, NFL season is back. Our Miami Dolphins are set to take on the New England Patriots on the road in New England. Brian Flores against Bill Belichick, Tua versus Mac Jones. I'm freaking pumped up. I'm going to dive deep into this game. I'm going to give you guys a preview, my predictions. I'm going to give X factors of the game. Who's going to ball out? What are we going to do? X factors on defense and offense. A whole bunch of stuff to unpack. And after that, I'm going to be sharing my NFL predictions, listing my winners of all the games this week, which is going to be a new segment that you'll hear that I introduce later on in the podcast. And then also a three-team parlay that I'm going to be doing. You can fade or follow it. I'm going to be sharing that as well. A whole bunch of new things I'm going to be unpacking here on this episode. You'll hear it later on the podcast to find out more. So as you can tell, it's a jam-packed episode. So we got all this coming up on the Miami Sports Vibes podcast. All right, everyone, I've been dying to say this, but the time is officially here. The NFL season is back. We're just 2 days away from kicking things off in the NFL. Started with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowboys. That's going to be a fun game to watch. But most importantly, our Miami Dolphins are set to take on the New England Patriots on the road, opening things up for what's going to be, in my opinion, a fantastic season. I cannot wait for that. Man, it feels so damn great because if you guys remember, I mean, it feels like it's been a long time since we had some football. And if you date back to the Super Bowl, if you guys remember, that game was not that entertaining as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers just ran away with that. The Chiefs couldn't get anything going. Patrick Mahomes just evading pressure time and time again, couldn't get anything going himself. So it feels like we've been missing football for a good amount of time. And I'm just happy to have it back. Just the fact that I can sit here and say NFL is back, I can say this on this podcast, that's just freaking exciting, man. And I'm just so excited, especially to see Tua going into year two, Coach Flores going into year three, and hopefully get this team in the damn playoffs, which in my opinion, I mean, you guys know that if you listen to this podcast, I predicted this team to go 12-5. So obviously the playoffs is something I expect this season, and I'm freaking excited. Week one against a division opponent in New England, it doesn't get better than that. I'm ready. I don't want no cakewalk. So going into a hostile environment, they're allowing fans now in New England, Bill Belichick, the whole resume, blah, 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 Mac Jones, this and that. I'm ready. I want all the smoke this year. I don't care who it is. I trust my team going up against anybody. I have so much confidence in Tua, so much confidence in the defense, Brian Flores, you name it. But let's get right into things. Obviously, like I said, we're taking on the New England Patriots on the road in Foxborough. And there is a big change that I'm sure everyone is aware of, and that is that Cam Newton was released by the New England Patriots. So Mac Jones, the quarterback out of Alabama, will be the starter week one against our Miami Dolphins. And that was kind of a bit of a shock to me. I don't know about you guys. I kind of expected Cam Newton to have a short leash. I said this on my podcast last week. So I thought Bill Belichick would definitely pull the trigger and go with Mac Jones at some point in the season. But I did not think it was going to happen week one. That caught me by surprise, especially because, I mean, they basically said that they want Cam Newton back. And there was at one point that they said Cam Newton was the starter. But hey, Bill Belichick, you can't ever be surprised with what's up his sleeve. So he pulled the plug with Cam Newton, released him, and he gave the keys to Mac Jones. And honestly, for week one, I'm not going to lie to you, I'd rather play Mac Jones than Cam Newton. And I know that Cam Newton is older and he's not the same. But if you remember, honestly, last year, we opened up at New England, and Cam Newton absolutely killed us with his legs. You guys know, as Dolphin fans, there is a certain type of quarterback that we have trouble with time and time again, year after year, no matter what coach is here, and that's a mobile quarterback. Every single time, those mobile quarterbacks get us, especially on third downs, rushing with their legs. For some reason, I don't know. It just takes forever to sack him, and they just pick up yards against us. I mean, you know, Josh Allen has done it to us. Cam Newton, obviously, we saw. And, you know, the list goes on and on over the years. We've witnessed it all as Dolphin fans. So, obviously, Mac Jones is not that type of quarterback and not the type of mobile quarterback to run out of the pocket. So, I feel much better going against Mac Jones for his first NFL game that counts, rookie quarterback, than Cam Newton. who's obviously been here before and can do it with his legs. That's the main thing, because that's something that's killed us. I'm not afraid of Cam Newton's passing. It's just the ability that he can tuck it and run. Those things are concerning to me. If there's any time to face a rookie quarterback, and it's New England and it's Bill Belichick, week one, sign me up. I'm not afraid whatsoever, but I've been hearing a lot of chatter over the last couple weeks from a couple buddies of mine, a couple people on Twitter. I've seen this around a lot, actually. And obviously, the Patriots are favored, so it is going around a lot. So at this point, New England is a 2.5 favorite over Miami, so they're picking New England to be winners against our Dolphins. And I'm just completely thrown off by that. Obviously, there's an injury to Stephon Gilmore, so he's not going to be playing. And the release of Cam Newton, so Mac Jones is a starter. So you got a rookie quarterback there. You have no Stephon Gilmore. I thought that line was going to change, and it didn't. And I'm like, yo, this is crazy. Like, they still don't respect the Dolphins? Like, we had 10 wins last year, and you're still sleeping? And then I had a couple buddies of mine tell me, hey, you know, Bill Belichick has had all offseason a game plan for Tua, this and that. You really think Belichick's going to lose to Tua? I'm like, I'm sorry. Did I miss something here? I must have missed something, because everyone talking about this stuff about Bill Belichick coming to beat Tua and he had all offseason a game plan. Newsflash, we got Brian Flores now. Okay, we got a respectable coach. We have a coach that was a coach of the year candidate. This is not Joe Philbin. This is not Adam Gase. So please, I mean, remember that. Hello. So everyone's saying, oh, do you think Bill Belichick is really going to lose? Spin it around this way. Do you think Brian Flores is going to let a rookie quarterback beat him week one? Absolutely not. If there's anybody that knows what's up Bill Belichick's sleeves, it's Brian Flores, who's been under him for years and years. So no, I don't think that Brian Flores was thrown off by the switch to Mac Jones and he was game planning for Cam Newton. Brian Flores probably knew. He knows how Belichick operates. He probably knew that week one it was going to be Mac Jones. So that's all I have to say. I think it's going to be an even matchup. And obviously, I think we're going to come out on top. I'm going to say my prediction for the score later and why. But I just wanted to throw that out there, because it's time to start respecting the Miami Dolphins. And I think we're going to start shifting that whole thing week one and start earning some damn respect in here, because people are still sleeping on us, guys. Still. And I understand we didn't make the playoffs, so maybe that's what it takes. But you know what? I don't even think it has to get to that point. Like, it's clear what we did last year. We put everybody on notice. But you know what? We'll do it again. And we'll start it off week one on the road against the Patriots and Mr. Bill Belichick. Like, I'm sorry. Did you not see his record last year? That man is not the same without Tom Brady. I'm sorry. He's not. That was proof of it last year. So I'm not afraid of the New England Patriots one bit, but let's get into the game. So looking back to last year, obviously we took on the New England Patriots two times since they are division opponents. So as you know, we play one on the road and one at home. And the first matchup last year was week one, like I talked about. And that's what the Patriots came out on top, 21-11 against us. Fitzpatrick threw three interceptions that game. He was a starter for us. Gaskin looked pretty much like the only bright spot. Him and Devontae Parker were the only ones kind of showing that, you know, keeping us in the game, as Gaskin had 9 carries for 40 yards and 4 receptions for 26 yards. So he racked up 66 yards total, and Devontae Parker with 4 receptions for 47 yards. But like I said earlier, it was Cam Newton and the mobile quarterback himself that absolutely killed us that game. Like I said, we gave up 75 yards rushing to him, and he was pretty much the X factor the entire game, just constantly killing us. We could not put that much pressure on him at all that game. And the Patriots took it and ran with it. They won 21-11, like I said, and that led us into the second matchup where we flipped the tide and the Dolphins won this game 22-12. Tua was obviously the starter at that point. He finished 20 for 26, threw for 145 yards passing. He did have an interception, no touchdown passes, but rushed one in for the touchdown, as you remember him putting on that nice juke move to get into the end zone with the throwback uniforms. I absolutely loved watching that play. I'll never forget it. But the story of that game was the running game. I mean, my goodness. If you guys remember, we had Ahmed run for 23 carries for 122 yards, one touchdown. Absolutely killed the Patriots running the ball. And Matt Breida, he got into it himself. If there was anything that he did for the Dolphins, it was this game. He had 12 carries for 86 yards, so he had things going as well. And it looked like Coach Flores was really trying to implement that running game from the start. Because honestly, if you guys remember, there was not that many weapons healthy that time. And that was pretty much the story of the NFL season with Tua being under center. Just not that many people healthy. That's why it was such an emphasis to get weapons on this team. But I kind of like the success they had running the ball. Gaskin was not healthy that game, but we had Ahmed, and he was, if you guys watch the highlights or watch the replay of the game, you saw some inspiring stuff that I feel like we can use in this week one matchup. Granted, I know that the Patriots kind of loaded back up defensively in a way. They added Matt Judon. Obviously, they got Hightower coming back. So it's probably not going to be as easy as it looked to run the ball against these guys. But I still think that you can stick to some type of game plan where running the ball down their throat and relying on your defense can probably lean you towards winning this game. And obviously, the other thing is Stephon Gilmore being out. Now, Devontae Parker has had success against Gilmore, but the fact that he's not there, it's going to probably make things a little bit easier. Now, I don't know Devontae Parker's health status at the time I'm recording this podcast. He might be questionable throughout the week, but that's the type of guy that is just always questionable, and it's unfortunate. But when it comes to game days, he usually has been battling through and just sticking it out anyway. So assuming that Devontae Parker plays, I think Devontae Parker is going to have a big, big game on Sunday against the New England Patriots. But to me, the X factor in our team is going to be on the defense. I really think that the defense wins this game, especially Emmanuel Ogba. I think clearly Brian Flores is going to want to establish the run game early and be aggressive on defense. Because the one thing is, we want to put pressure on Mac Jones early, and we don't even want to get him confident at all. Let's welcome this kid to the NFL. Let's put pressure on him early. Let's get to the quarterback. And I think that's going to be the key. Throw him off rhythm. Make him scared. Make him fear us. And I think we can do that with guys like Emmanuel Ogba up front. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, it's obvious that this kid, Mac Jones, is talented. I mean, they said that he's one of the most NFL-ready quarterbacks going into the draft. And I think that's right. I mean, I respect the kid. He has had a good preseason. I saw some good things about him. But at the end of the day, he hasn't played an NFL game. And we have one of the top defenses in the NFL. So I really think that if we're able to put pressure on him early and establish that identity, saying, you know, we're here, we're going to get you, welcome to the NFL, I think we can probably scare him a little bit. And that's what I would like to see, because you don't want to get this guy comfortable. He's well-respected. He can play. The kid can play. So don't let him get any sort of confidence. And that's what I expect Brian Flores to do. This kind of reminds me of, it's obviously a different situation here, but in the Super Bowl, Jared Goff was kind of young when he made it to the Super Bowl, and he was playing the New England Patriots, and Brian Flores was defensive coordinator. And I remember Brian Flores just bringing it early, and the Rams couldn't get anything going. Goff couldn't get anything going. It was like Goff never seen something like that before. And obviously, we beat Jared Goff again last year. And I think Flores has the type of tricks up his sleeve to really, really impose his will, dialing up these different type of defenses to basically work in our favor and put fear in that quarterback. So I expect that. But a quick thing on Mac Jones. His first three games in the preseason that he played, I just want to rip off the stats here. He was 13 for 19 for 87 yards his first game. His second game, he was 13 for 19 again. This time it was for 146 yards. And his final preseason game, he was 10 for 14 for 156 yards. So no interceptions throughout, by the way. The kid is smart. He's a smart guy, just like all of the Alabama quarterbacks are. He knows how to play the game. But like I said, putting that pressure on the defensive line to go out there and sack the quarterback, put pressure on him early, I think that's going to be the key. I think it's going to set the tone defensively. And other than that, besides Devontae Parker, the X factor to me will be the running backs as a whole. I told you that the defense is different for the Patriots this year, and they added some guys to their front, so it's going to be harder. But I still think there's ways around it. And the reason why I think there's ways around it is because Ahmed clearly had over 100 yards rushing against the Patriots last year. So we know he can get going. And if you remember, I said that Gaskin had a great game the first game. Okay, so he was catching the ball and running the ball pretty effectively. Now you mix that with a Malcolm Brown, and you know Malcolm Brown is going to get carries. So whether you like what you saw from him in the preseason or not, he's going to get carries. Flores is going to give him some third down carries and some goal line carries. So that's neither here or there. All three running backs, I think, will clearly be involved in this game plan. And I think it's going to be key because we had success with it last year. And maybe Bill Belichick will figure out one guy. But when you're throwing out three different guys for three different things, short yard, one that can catch, the other one can catch as well, can run as well. I think we have a lot of things up our sleeve. And I think Brian Flores has been absolutely dying for this matchup. He's been dying, you know, to get this NFL season kicked off. And I think he's going to have a lot of tricks up his sleeve. And I think the Dolphins will win this game 24-14. I think we win this game by 10. I say we give up 2 touchdowns, hopefully less than that. But I think we put 24 on the board and win this game by 10 and start the season off 1-0 as we go back home to the crib to take on the Buffalo Bills. So obviously with the NFL season officially here, I want to start doing something a little bit different here on this podcast. And that is that every single podcast episode, I'm going to be giving my predictions about all the games for this coming week in the NFL, giving you guys my predictions, pretty much who's going to win, who's going to lose straight up, because I am involved in an NFL pool where I do pick games straight up. So I'm going to keep tally of my record. I'm going to share with you guys if you guys are, you know, gambling out there or putting bets on the games. Hey, I'm also going to be sharing a 3-team parlay that I will be doing each and every week, kind of like my 3 best bets, you should say. And obviously, you can fade them or you can take them. Just things from my perspective if you want to hear a different side of things. But definitely want to get started here with NFL predictions of week 1. So let's get right into that. All right, so it's NFL prediction time, and the NFL season kicks off with the Dallas Cowboys taking on Tampa Bay on the road. Well, Tampa Bay is at home. They're a 7.5-point favorite. Obviously, I don't see no chance that the defending champs lose this game. I got Tampa Bay winning that. Next on my board here is the Dolphins and Patriots at New England. New England is a 2.5-point favorite. As I said earlier, you guys know I'm rolling with the boys. Miami taking that. Eagles at Atlanta. Atlanta's a 3.5-point favorite. And honestly, I think this is a little tricky. 3.5 points for Atlanta, and they're at home. You know, you want to side with Atlanta, but do you trust them? Because every single time you think Atlanta has a good team and has a good offense, but they find a way to lose. They have bad luck. But you know what? It's tough for me to pick the Eagles right off the bat, so I am going to roll with Atlanta. I'm not too confident about that, but if you're giving me these 2 choices between the Eagles and the Falcons, I'm going to have to roll with the Atlanta Falcons on this one. Next, it's Pittsburgh at Buffalo. Buffalo is a 6.5-point favorite at the time I'm recording this podcast. Man, obviously, I'm rooting for the Pittsburgh Steelers to win this damn game and help us out in the division. But I honestly don't see it. I think Buffalo wins that game. I hope not. I'll be rooting for the Steelers, I'll tell you that much. But for right here, for my predictions, I'm going to go with Buffalo here. Next game, Minnesota Vikings taking on the Cincinnati Bengals at Cincinnati. Minnesota is a 3-point favorite. And I feel like, I don't know, I think it should be more even, honestly. I really think the Bengals got a shot at winning this game. I don't think the Vikings are that good of a team. Granted, they do have Justin Jefferson, Dalvin Cook, Adam Thielen, and they do have a okay defense, but I don't know. Kind of feel like the Bengals would kind of put up a better fight for them to be 3-point favorites on the road, but I'm saying all this shit, but I'm going to roll with Minnesota, honestly. Next game on the board, 49ers against the Detroit Lions in Detroit, and the 49ers are a 7.5-point favorite. I am absolutely rolling with that. 49ers will win that game. Next game on the board, Cardinals at Tennessee. Tennessee is a 3-point favorite, and I think Tennessee will take that game. I think it's going to be an entertaining game, though, I'll tell you that much. Having Kyler Murray there, taking on the Tennessee Titans, who obviously are well-respected now. I mean, that coach can freaking coach. I think he's one of the best coaches in the NFL. Our old friend and Ryan Tannehill back there at quarterback. Obviously, adding Julio Jones, A.J. Brown, both were a little bit banged up. I'm not sure if they'll play, but I'm assuming they will. And then Derrick Henry, come on now. I mean, he's going to pick that defense apart. That defense is not all that. But I do pick the Titans to come out on top. I think it'll be a fun game, though, because anytime watching Kyler Murray get out there and play, it'll be fun. Next on the board, a little tricky game here, okay? I don't know why. I have a feeling, you know, every time in the NFL, there's that one game that, you know, you think this team should win, and they don't. And I think this is the game that's going to probably mess up a lot of parlays or a lot of bets going on. And that's Seattle taking on the Indianapolis Colts in Indianapolis. I'm unsure if Carson Wentz is clear to play as of now. I think he is. I think he will play. But Seattle's a 2.5-point favorite. Man, I don't know. This is going to be a tricky one. I have a good feeling that the Colts are going to win the game. I have a great feeling that the defense is actually a good defense. And a lot of people sleep on the Colts defense, but they got a pretty good defense. They played pretty good last year. Obviously, they made it to the playoffs. I'm rolling with Seattle, but it will not shock me one bit if the Colts take this game. So if you are betting on that game, I'm personally staying away from it. I'm staying away from it, but for the purpose of doing these predictions and the pool that I'm in, I'm rolling with Seattle. But if I had to, you know, parlay this or pick this bet in FanDuel or DraftKings or whatever you guys use, I'd honestly stay away from that. Even though Seattle's favorite, I don't know, but we'll see. Next on the board, we got the Los Angeles Chargers. Man, finally. I had trouble saying that for a couple of years. I was always saying San Diego, but Los Angeles Chargers playing Washington in Washington. Now, the Chargers are a one-point favorite here, so this is kind of like a pick 'em. Justin Herbert, year two. There's a lot of hype around him, but I'm rolling with Washington. I'm rolling with Washington at home. I think they get it done at home, and I think Herbert and the Chargers will have a better season than they did last year. But week one, off the rip against Chase Young and them boys, they play great defense out there in Washington. I don't think they're going to just hit the ground running from week one. So I'm going to give that one to Washington. But Chargers will probably be, I'll probably be going in their way throughout the season. I think they're in store for a big year. Next, the New York Jets and Robert Saleh over there taking on old buddy Sam Darnold in Carolina. Carolina's a 5-point favorite. Come on now. Carolina, Sam Darnold, is he good? Is he ready? Is he not? We'll see. It's a 5-point favorite, but I don't know. I'm not too sold on Carolina to be making them a 5-point favorite. And maybe the Jets come out with a little bit of dog and play them tough. I think this will actually be a close game. I think Carolina's going to win, so I'm picking Carolina. But I don't think they'll win by more than 5. I think it'll be a 3-point finish, honestly. Next, that leads us into Jacksonville at Houston. No Deshaun Watson, obviously. Jaguars are a 3-point favorite. This is Trevor Lawrence's first game. Rookie quarterback. It scares me, okay? It scares me, and I am not picking this bet in any FanDuel or anything like that as well. It looks good. It looks good on paper. Trevor Lawrence is a better quarterback. Houston Texans don't have Deshaun Watson. They sucked last year. Trevor Lawrence is the real deal. Everybody's high on Jacksonville this year. Well, not extremely high, but, you know, higher than the Texans. I'm not too confident in the game. I'm rolling with Jacksonville, but I'm not too confident. I'm going to say Jacksonville wins that game for the purpose of our predictions, but I am staying away from everything about that game. I'm not as confident as probably a lot of people are. I got to see what I see from Trevor Lawrence in the season, because in the preseason, I didn't really see too many things that impressed me. Yeah, he did okay against the Dallas Cowboys last game of the preseason, but I didn't have enough of a sample size to sit here and say, oh, Trevor Lawrence is going to kill the Houston Texans. So it's kind of a wait-and-see approach on Trevor Lawrence, but for the purpose of my predictions, I am rolling with Jacksonville. And next game, it leads us into the Cleveland Browns and the Kansas City Chiefs. So the Chiefs are a 6-point favorite at the time I'm recording this podcast. It was 6.5 last time I checked, but I guess that number's coming down. And I don't know, these two teams played in the playoffs last year, okay? And this is kind of a little theory that I use in basketball. Usually when a team knocks somebody off in the playoffs, and you get to play that team the next year, the team that lost is prepping even harder. You know that's marked, that's circled on their calendar. They couldn't wait for this day, and they get their crack at it week one. Listen, I love the Browns this year. I think the Browns are going to have a great season. I love their offensive line, Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. I'm a big Baker Mayfield guy. I love Jarvis Landry, former Dolphin, obviously one of my favorite players, probably still is my favorite player, just I love his intensity. You know what Landry brings. I don't need to mention it here, but having Odell Beckham back, I think he'll be clear to play week one. Taking on KC and the Chiefs. Listen, this will not shock me one bit if the Browns win this game. It won't. I'm going to pick the Chiefs for this prediction, but when I'm betting later, -6, I'm not taking that. I'm not taking that. I think this will be a close game. I think it'll be probably a 3-point win for the Chiefs, Or I think the Browns can win this outright. I really do. But I'm going to pick Kansas City here for the purpose of recording our predictions and things like that. But 6-point favorite for a team that played against them in the playoffs last year. I don't know. And that defense is good in Cleveland. That defense is good. 6-point favorite, a little bit disrespectful in my opinion. I think it should have been 3. But we move on. Green Bay Packers taking on the Saints. That game, I'm pretty sure, will be played in a neutral arena. I think in Jacksonville, if I'm not mistaken. That game will be at 4:25 Eastern. Green Bay is a 4-point favorite. I absolutely think that's probably a lock for one of my best bets. I think Green Bay does win by more than 4. Something about it. Green Bay, all this rejuvenation by putting all those rumors to rest, getting Aaron Rodgers back in the mix, Davante Adams ready, motivated, Aaron Jones ready, A.J. Dillon I think is going to have a big year, and basically that sigh of relief by the coaching staff, by the front office to say, dang, we almost lost Aaron Rodgers, okay? We got a good team. He's coming off an MVP year. Let's take things serious. Let's prove to him that we want him to end his career in Green Bay. I think they're going to take this season by storm. I think this is going to be an insane season for Green Bay. I think they're just going to be smoking teams left and right. I think they're going to be tapping into this new level of motivation. So I'm locking in Green Bay for this pick. And that is one of my best bets, by the way, Green Bay -4. But I'll tell you my 3 that I like after I do these predictions. But just so you know, Green Bay is one of them. Next, the Denver Broncos taking on the New York Giants. Denver is favorite -2.5. Against the Giants. Giants added Kenny Golladay, Saquon Barkley coming back, Daniel Jones, a lot of question marks there, a lot of question marks. I can't say I believe in the guy. The offensive line is still a mess over there, and Denver's got defense. That is a physical team. They've established their identity for years and years as being that tough-nosed defensive team. Cortland Sutton is back offensively. Teddy Bridgewater is the quarterback. I really think Denver is going to win this game. And this has potential to not even be close, honestly. And that leads us to Sunday night football winding down here on the NFL Sunday. Chicago Bears at Los Angeles. The Rams -7.5 are the favorite. Come on now. This is the Rams defense. Probably going to be number one in the league when it's all said and done this season. Rams are no joke, honestly. No joke on defense. You got Jalen Ramsey, Aaron Donald. Under center now, it's not Jared Goff. It's Matthew Stafford. Stafford can ball now, especially with the wizard like Sean McVay out there dialing up plays. And now you got him to throw to Robert Woods, Cooper Kupp. Hey, I got the Rams winning this game. I don't even think it'll be close. I think they win by more than 7. Sunday Night Football. I feel really good about that one. And that leads us to the last game, unfortunately, of week 1. It is the Baltimore Ravens taking on the Las Vegas Raiders. So the Ravens are favored by 4.5. Monday Night Football. I think that's going to be a tricky game, honestly. I wouldn't be surprised if the Raiders win that game, but I'm going to ride with the Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson. Obviously, they have a big injury to J.K. Dobbins, and they have the wide receivers banged up all training camp. This kind of screams Raiders, but I'm going to roll with the Ravens. Not confident at all. I can totally see them losing that game Monday night. And that wraps up the NFL picks. So to recap right here, once again, these are the picks I picked. I picked Tampa Bay, Miami, Atlanta, Buffalo, Minnesota, 49ers, Titans, Seahawks, Washington, Panthers, Jacksonville, Kansas City, Green Bay, Denver, Rams, and Ravens. Those are my NFL predictions of the winners for this week. Week 1 NFL season is back. But now, let's shift things on over to my top 3 plays that I'm going to be parlaying and betting on this weekend. Like I said, I'm not an expert, okay? But I really have a lot of success doing these things. So you can either fade them or you can copy them. Whatever you choose, you be the judge here. All right, so let's get some money. Here is the 3-team parlay that I am most comfortable going with, that I'm going to be rolling out with this weekend. This is a +614 together. So I said earlier, Green Bay was -4 at the time I was giving my prediction. That line just changed instantly. So it's up to 4.5. I'm still taking that. Okay, so I got Green Bay -4.5. I am taking that. Like I said earlier, different motivation for Green Bay. I think they're eager to get out there. I think they're going to dominate the Saints. Saints have no Drew Brees. I know they have Winston. He can still put up points on the board, but he can still turn that ball over. Jaire Alexander is going to have his hands full, probably going to get a pick. I'm all over Green Bay. This is an extreme, extreme lock. My second lock, I'm feeling really good about this one, and it is the under between the Bears and the Rams. That line, it might move again. I got it at 44.5. I'm going under 44.5. I think that game will probably end around 40 or 41 as the total. I can totally see that being Rams winning, let's say 24-10 type of game, 27-10. I don't think the Rams are going to give up more than a touchdown to Andy Dalton. Obviously, the Rams defense is dominant. The Bears defense is also good, so Rams might have a little bit of trouble getting into the end zone. So I say the Rams could even put up 27, but Bears got a good defense, so it might even be less than that. I think the Rams do win this game, but I think it'll be under 44.5. I'd rather go towards that than the -7. I still think the Rams could win by more than 7. If you want to throw that in there, that's up to you. But as far as a lock, 100%, like I feel great about it, I'm going with the under 44.5. And my third and final pick here is the Miami Dolphins +2.5 against the New England Patriots. I feel really, really good about this Dolphins team. I think we win this game. I said we win by 10. Preparation for Brian Flores has been prepping rookie quarterback. I don't think a rookie quarterback is going to go out there and beat us. If you can get the Dolphins +3, I'll feel a little bit way like 100% secure on that, because there's no way if we lose, we lose by more than 3. So if you can get it at 3, that'll be money in the bank. So see if that changes or if you can buy it up. But for the purpose of this, keeping everything straight up here. So those are my three locks: Miami Dolphins +2.5, Green Bay -4.5. And the over-under, I'm going with the under, and the Rams game, 44.5. That is a +614, three-leg parlay. I'll be booking that in, and hopefully you guys either fade or follow. It's up to you. But those are my three locks, and that is what I'm going to be parlaying this weekend for week 1 of the NFL season. Best of luck to everyone out there, whoever's doing parlays or betting straight up. This is part of a thing on NFL Sunday. There's so many fun things. You got fantasy football. You got Red Zone. You got our games. You got the Dolphins. Just Sunday night football, Monday night football, parlays, straight up bets. NFL season is so freaking amazing. I'm glad it's back. Best of luck to everybody. But those are my three picks. If you want to fade or follow, there you have it. All right. So that's a wrap. Episode 34 in the books. NFL season is here. Oh my God, I've been dying to say that. I still can't believe it, even after recording this podcast. I'm excited to watch our Dolphins get out there, honestly. Let's start this damn thing 1-0 in New England. Let's go beat those Patriots. I have so much confidence in this team. Let's make a damn impact. Let's put the world on notice week 1. How about it? I really, really think we're going to go out there and win this game. Everybody, I hope you have a fantastic NFL weekend. We're starting Thursday. I hope you guys win some bets if you're placing any of them. If you guys are following my bets, let's freaking cash out. Let's win some money. Let's win big. Fantasy football, guys, I hope you have a good week. Don't stress out too much with those. Enjoy the freaking games. Enjoy NFL Red Zone. Enjoy Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, all of it. NFL season is back. This is what we've been waiting for, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you guys for tuning into my podcast today. It was awesome throwing out those new things like the NFL predictions, sharing you guys my 3-team parlay, and obviously previewing our Miami Dolphins, as week 1 is something that's been on our calendar for so many months from now. But hey, the time is here. The NFL season is here. Everyone, like I said, enjoy football. It's back. Have a great week, and I will see you guys here next week. Once again, thanks for listening to the Miami Sports Vibes Podcast.